I think it's really important that we do that, because you need competition, especially in the Fitzroy Basin. You need competition at Graysmere Sale Yards. Not just competition when you get a shower of rain, but competition all the time. The great thing about the live export trade is that it doesn't let two organisations control the show. It means that they've got to pay a fair price because somebody else is in there as well.
So you're saying processes aren't being fair at the moment?
I just think that it gives everybody a sense of security to know that there are other people out there who buy the product. You got to remember, the live export trade is less than 10% of our total beef production. So this idea is going to take over and send all the abattoirs broke, that's rubbish. But what it will do, it'll make sure that people have another string to their bow and get a better certainty that they're getting the best price and the fairest price when they sell their cattle.
So, Port Alma, is it going to happen?
Well, I would love it to happen. We, at a federal level, have done everything to allow it to happen. And now, you know, I think that it's good for our nation, it's good for our industry, and it's good for this district.
So what's stopping it?
Well, that's a question for the state. Now, I don't want to go into a war with the state, but I think that it's good for our industry, and it's good for the city of Rockhampton, if we and for obviously Gladstone, if we can get this thing up and running.
Barnaby Joyce, you're here in Rockhampton, Beef Week. Plenty of producers also coming into town who are drought affected.
Yep.
That's across Queensland, New South Wales, all the rural lobby groups from Agforce,
yep.
New South Wales farmers, the NFF are calling for greater drought assistance. Yep. Is there going to be something next Tuesday night?
Yes.
What will it be?
Well, I'll tell you what, my tip is you might have to wait till Tuesday to find out.
What can we expect from any further drought assistance from the federal government?
We're always driving for a better deal for people who are doing it tough. That's why when I came to this job, we only had 367 people getting interim farm family payment. We changed the criteria, broadened the criteria. We now have close to 5,000 people getting farm household allowance. When I came to the game, there was only a few people, I think it was 7 or 8, who had concessional loans. Now we have over 500 with concessional loans.
So the announcement that may come in the next day or so, is it going to be farmer-focused or community-focused?
I think that you have to start looking at communities as well, because it's not just the farmers, it's also the diesel fitter in town, it's also the other jobs in town. We've got to try and get some sort of stimulus going for those regions. And we can never do it perfectly, we can only do our best.
Barnaby Joyce, how frustrated are you at the moment with the length of time it is taking to put out the ag white paper?
I should be terribly frustrated, but I'm not really, because I know that when this is finished...
But it's well overdue.
I will put it beside anything else that an alternate government is going to put out and say, we are massively, multiple times bigger than what you produce. And let's look at the things that we're already doing in this space.
Yeah, let's talk about the Ag White Paper and why it's taken so long and when will it be released?
I'm going to give away too much if I tell you where I am, but I'm extremely happy and other people are surprised about what we're going to get in this. And let's look at what we're already doing. Country of Origin labelling is already rolling out. We've already had it through Cabinet once.
It's been put back too.
It's in the consultation phase now. We've already started $120 million worth of dams in Tasmania. We've already got Chaffee Dam underway. We've already got the Great Artesian Basin capping and piping scheme extended. We will have further drought policy announced imminently, which will involve some of the issues that are in the Ag White Paper. We have the Ag White Paper, and it will come out, and I know the amounts involved because I was in the meeting where it happened. We have the Northern Australian paper coming forward. We have the dams task force coming forward. If I wanted to do the job easily, I would have just announced the motherhood statement last year, and it would have sounded great, looked glossy, and delivered nothing.